What up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning into Speaking Arrangements. I'm your girl, Rebecca Johnson. And on this week's episode, we're going to be talking about conflict and confrontation and how to do it in a healthy way and not to nuck if you buck, if you know what I mean. So stay tuned, y'all. Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into Speaking Arrangements. If you've been here already, welcome back. You're part of the family. And if you're new here, welcome to the neighborhood, okay? Welcome to Speaking Arrangements, where we're always speaking arrangements into our lives, because that's what we're doing for 2020. We're getting things back on track. So in this week's episode, we're going to be talking about confrontation and conflict and how to embrace it in a really, really healthy way. But before we do that, before we dive in to all of that, I wanted to just let you guys know, I told you guys that I'm, trying to be the best that I can be in 2020. So I want to share some tips with you guys on what I've been doing, just something small that I've been doing every single day that's really been helping me. So every day that I wake up, I say my prayers, I speak to God, I chop it up with the big man upstairs, and I say my affirmations. And affirmations are just things that you say that you want to see happen around you, positive things, to just like kind of like get you going. So for me, every day I wake up, I'm like, I'm beautiful, I'm smart, I'm talented, I'm a child of God. Whatever whatever you want to see manifest around you, say it, speak it. And I'm a child of God. So, I'm backed up by the blood of Jesus, and Jesus is going, he going to help a sister out. So, if you're not a Christian, it doesn't matter. If you're not a believer, just say your affirmations, get up in the morning and speak life into your own life, something positive, love on yourself. That's my little timbit for this episode. I'll be letting you guys know different things like books that I'm reading, parts of the Bible that I'm reading to just really, and sermons that I watch or other podcasts that I listen to really, really, that's helping me invoke the best person, the best version of me that I can be inside of me. Okay, so we're just going to dive really deep. We're going to dive deep into conflict and confrontation, because that's why I call this Nuck If You Buck, because I feel like every time that we think about confrontation, we think about it in a negative way. And it doesn't have to be like that. It really does not. That's something that I'm learning also on my new journey of, becoming the best me that I can be, because for a long time, I was called combative, aggressive. I really felt misunderstood. I didn't shy away from confrontation or conflict. You know what I mean? You can call me the conflict queen. That's I'm sure that's what a lot of people that are in my lives now probably thought of me before. And, I had to really, really get to a place where I had to ask myself, like, hey, what's going on? Why is this, why am I always in conflicts or confrontation? But let's just take it back to, the negative side of confrontation and conflict. Like, why do we always think it's such a bad thing? Because it's really not. Because really, to embrace it, you have to see the big picture when it comes to conflict and confrontation. Like, we have to make sure that when we are approaching conflict or confrontation, we are, our motivation should be to come up with a resolve. For there to be love, to be leading in love. Because I feel like with the right tools, you don't have to shy away from confrontation. You don't have to shy away from conflict. As long as you do, you have the right tools and you have the right motivation. I think that it's something that a lot of us shy away from. Some people just don't have the personality for it. Some people rather not deal with it. And, I'm in a new place where I'm going, I'm dealing with the confrontation that I need to deal with, but in a loving way. I'm also dealing with conflicts that I have to deal with in a loving way. I feel like the answer to everything in the world really is love, okay? And I'm always going to be talking about my experiences and what I've been through and how I got to where I am now. So when you're embracing conflict, like I was saying, you want to bring peace. You want to bring some kind of resolve, some kind of solution to the confrontation. Because I think a lot of times we approach it like, well, I'm going to say what I got to say. I'm a nuck if I buck, period. You know what I mean? And we go in and we just want to get things off our chest, and we don't care. We don't consider the other person, the other party. We don't care how they feel. We don't care how, our confrontation's coming across, our body language, what we're thinking. We don't really care about any of that, because we want to just be heard. And I think that's not the right motivation to go into confrontation or conflict when we don't, you know, you don't just want to be heard. Because a lot of times what I will say is people consider how you speak to them more than they consider what you're saying to them. So if you approach the, you know, the confrontation with aggressiveness, you know, a hostile tone, people don't, they're not going to hear anything that you're saying, because they're just reading your body language. They already know that, hey, this person's here to like fight me, this person's here to like yell at me, and just like, you know, they're already kind of like, they're tuned out, they're done. Or they're going to meet you with comfort, you know, they're going to meet you with a hostile tone, aggressiveness, you know, and it's just not going to work. And that's how it turns into a big old mess. And we don't want to do that, because confrontation and conflict should be, it should be redemptive. That's what we want it to be. We want it to be redemptive. We want to redeem things. We want to fix things. We want to leave the situation feeling better, feeling empowered, having more knowledge. Because sometimes, a lot of times, we assume, us humans, we just assume a bunch of things. And you know, somebody once told me, when you assume, you make a, you know what, out of yourself, okay? You make an ass out of yourself, and you don't want to be, you don't want to make an ass out of yourself. So always ask questions. But, you know, I know for me, I can share my experience, like, you know, growing up, I think it has a lot to do with how you were brought up and who was around you and what environment that you were in. I really do believe that how you deal with conflict has, and confrontation and the conflict has a lot to do with that. Because me growing up, you know, my mom was not scared of confrontation. She was not. She was nuck if you buck all day. If you want, you can get it. These hands are rated E for everyone. Okay, I'm gonna say it louder in the back for y'all. Rated E for everyone. So she didn't play no games, because growing up, she, you know, her father wasn't in her life and her mother really wasn't either. It was just her grandma. So she, you know, she's told me that she had to defend herself. She had to protect herself. So that was really just passed on to me. You know, seeing my mom fight essentially for her life, you know, I felt like I always had to defend myself. I felt like I always had to, you know, fight. And like I said, when I was younger, I was bullied. You know, I was really, really bullied by men, by women, by, you know, by children, by everything. Like, I was really bullied. So that made me feel like I had to always fight for myself. And when you, and it wasn't a healthy way of, you know, handling confrontation. And to be really honest, like, because my mom felt like that, she didn't know how to, you know, confront situations or handle conflict either. So I was just modeling everything that I seen my mom do. Like, you come for her, she gonna come for you 10 times harder, period. And if you talk crazy to her, she gonna talk crazier to you, and it'll probably lead to the laying of hands, and not in a holy way, okay? Not in a holy way. So, you know, growing up, just a mixture of being called combative and aggressive, it was hard for me to navigate through, because I didn't know how to deal with confrontation or conflict in friendships, romantic relationships, you know, when it came to my parents, when it came to my colleagues. And, you know, I kind of, you know, even all through grade school and high school. So I used to fight. I know I told you I used to get suspended and stuff like that. And then as I grew up and I turned into a woman, it was still there, you know, just up until even this year, I'm still working on it. It's something that I'm progressively working on, because, you know, you have to realize what you're doing before you can even attempt to fix it or attempt to address it. So I think that how we deal with conflict and confrontation has a lot to do with our identity too. Like I was saying, it has a lot to do with our environment and also our identity. Because when, like, we address confrontation and conflict, we address it the way that we grew up. We address it because, and you know, you can address it in a negative way, or you can address it in a really positive way. Because some people know how to address confrontation and conflict, you know, it's something that they've seen. But we think everybody, you know, if you're doing it negatively, usually you think that everybody around you is out to get you. They want something from you. They want, you know, they want to be, you know, they just want something from you. You know what I mean? And that's not the way, that's not a really good way to look at it. Because I know for me, I always felt like I had to defend myself. Now, you know, I was always confrontational. You know, I was the one that, yo, I wasn't scared of no conflict. I can come up to you and tell you how I feel. I'm gonna tell you, like, this is, you know, just get this off my chest. I was never scared of it. I never shied away from it. You know what I mean? I had a lot of friends that are, you know, they're opposite of me, but I thought that, you know, I had to do that to protect myself. So, you know, if me and somebody got into a fight or whatever, I'll be the first one to say something. Cause I'm just like, what's up? What's good? Okay. What's good? Because I wasn't scared, but it wasn't coming from a good place. It was not coming from a good place. So that's where I started realizing that a lot of relationships that I was in and friendships and, relationships at work and things, it just wasn't working out. It just wasn't working out. So I had to find a way where I can, approach conflict and also approach confrontation in a healthy way and embrace it and truly find resolve and lead with love. Because I feel like if you lead with love and everything, like I always tell you guys, you'll come out on the other side. You'll come out happy, and everything that you do when you're leading with love, it usually works out for you. That's usually what I find. So, just going back to me being the one that was always able to just, approach conflict in a negative way, you know what I mean? And like I said, some people, like, I've always been an extrovert. Some people are introverts. So it's personalities. It has a lot to do with personality. So the way you grew up, your surroundings, you usually model after like a mentor, a mother, a father, a sibling. You usually model the way you approach conflict that way also. But I think it has a lot to do with personality too. Some people are just really quiet and passive, and they'll just cut you off. If you try to come to them and confront them about something or talk about a conflict, they're really good at being passive aggressive, cutting you off, never speaking to you again. That's another negative way of dealing with conflict and confrontation. And let me tell you something. For me, I was a loud one. I was like more, I wanted to be heard. But I know people that don't really want to be heard at all. They don't want to speak to you. And that's a negative way of handling confrontation and conflict also. The way that mine came off was louder. So, people seen it more, they heard it more. So, they paint this picture that the way that I dealt with conflict was worse than someone that was silent about it. But no, it's just as bad, and both of those are negative. And I think that the best way to handle confrontation in a healthy, loving way is to really consider the person, consider the situation, think about it. Really think about it. And also, it is the way that we approach confrontation and conflict, how we approach it. You know what I mean? If you're angry, if someone offended you, if somebody hurt you, the best thing for you to do is cool off. Think about it. Speak to God. For me now, I pray because listen, for my attitude was really like, I feel disrespected. I'm coming for you. We have a problem now. We have a conflict now. And it wasn't just up, it wasn't just up until now that I'm reading material and I'm reading the Bible and I'm speaking to God and I'm asking him, like, listen, I don't want to be in this place anymore. And he always told me, pray before you do anything. Pray before you go talk to a brother or sister or a friend or a husband, a spouse, anything, boyfriend, pray and talk to God, or just cool off, find center, find your peace, because people do not care what you are saying to them. They care about how you're saying it to them. And let me tell you something. Society will tell you that it doesn't matter how you speak to people. It definitely does matter how you speak to people and how you approach people. You gotta always approach people with kindness and love. You just have to. And another thing too that I learned, that term killing people with kindness, a lot of times people have motives behind it. They don't have the right motive. They're just trying to fake kill you with kindness. But if you truly seek into your heart to forgive people, to seek to understand people, it really does change the perspective. If I have a fight with my sister, if I have a fight with my friend, my boyfriend, whoever, and I'm pissed, I'm upset, they hurt me, and I want to talk about it, I'm going to go up to them and be like, it's my tone. It's the way I come across. It's all about communication. It's all about communication. You might have some friends that are rah-rah like me. You can come up to me straight up and be like, yo, what's up? What's good? Like, I don't like that you did that. And I can receive that. But you might have some friends that are not like that. You got to go to them and just be like, yo, listen, I really didn't like the way you spoke to me. It's all about tone. Because if you approach something aggressively, automatically that person's going to be on defense. And that's not what we want. We want to be heard, but we also want to get to the bottom of it. We want to come up with, a solution in a loving way, y'all. I can't stress that enough. I know I've been in a lot of situations where people have come to me in a certain way, and I received it. And then people have come to me in a negative way, and we were fighting. And that's not what we want. In 2020, we're just trying to be our best selves. We really are trying to be our best selves, and we're trying to walk in love, and we're trying to be the best us than we can possibly be. And this is such a big part of people's lives. It's a big part of your life. How can you maneuver through life if you don't know how to deal with conflict, if you don't know how to deal with confrontation? And a lot of times, listen, I'm gonna speak to y'all people that are super, 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 super sensitive. Listen, we can't have a big talk every time you feel offended. That's something that you need to address also. You know what I mean? You need to find a balance. You know what I mean? Like, you definitely need to find a balance, because, you know, you got some of them friends that, you know, some of them colleagues, some of them managers, some mom and dads that just offended over every single thing. But listen, we ain't doing that either. We need a good balance so that we can have healthy relationships and healthy dialect. And that's what we really, really want to do in the long run. Right. So just going back to, like, something else that I thought about was, when it comes to conflict and confrontation, okay, there's two types of people. There's that person that is like me, is in a place that just wants to resolve and talk. And then there's some people that they need some time. And you got to give people their space. You got to give people their time, man. You really do. If you go to speak to somebody and you're respectful, but they're just like, yo, listen, my brother, my sister, I'm just not in the right headspace to do that right now. You got to respect that also. Don't be offended. Just respect that. They'll double back when they're ready to speak. I know I've gotten to a lot of fights and a lot of miscommunications and a lot of like broken friendships because I went to communicate and they kind of were just like, listen, I'm not ready. And then I got offended. And then it just snowballs into something else. And that's not what we want to do. Okay. That's definitely not what we want to do. Listen, even in the Bible, okay, Proverbs, I think it's 15:1. Yeah, I think it's Proverbs 15:1. Let me look that up real quick. Yeah. Okay. So in Proverbs 15:1, it says, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. I'm going to read that again for y'all in the back. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. So, like, you know, and sometimes you don't want to, like, you know, someone does something to you, they hurt you, you upset, you ready to knuck if you bug. You got to think twice and be like, you can answer to somebody gently. And I know in that moment you don't want to, but if you really care about that person and care about that relationship, even if you don't, just for your character, just so you know that, hey, I dealt with this in the best possible way that I could. You have to know how to talk to somebody. You can't just out be here, rah, 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 and be like, yeah, I need to get that off my chest, period, blah, blah, blah. No, it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. We need to learn how to communicate, y'all. I know I say that a lot. I know there's something that's redundant to you guys right now, and I keep saying it, but you need to learn how to communicate. I was talking to my girl today, one of my friends, and, you know, she has a different personality from me, and I'm more like, hey, what's going on? Let's talk. She's more like, she needs to think about it a little bit, double back on it. And we, you know, I was like, well, you're being passive aggressive. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. We just sat down. We just had a conversation, y'all. We just talked. And the way that I approached her too, because she's like, well, you said some things that came off this way. And I'm like, oh, my bad, sis. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? I think that we need to really, 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 really start approaching these situations just with love, man. I don't even know. Like, honestly, that's what you need to do. And just doubling back to, like, and you have to understand too, like, you have to understand your friends, and you have to understand the people that you're in relationships with. You have to understand the people that you're in you're going to confront or you're in conflict with, because some people, like I said, it's just personality. It really is just their personality. Like, they're just, you know, they're not trying to do anything. They're not trying to hurt you or whatever. They're just more quiet. You know what I mean? Then there's those people that are really passive aggressive, and you got to watch out for those too, okay? So, you know, I was always called aggressive. You know, I was always told that I love to fight. I have a big mouth. I was rude. And that's loveless. You know, the way that I was acting, that was loveless. But being passive aggressive and all that is loveless too. We have to approach the situation with love, like I keep saying, okay? Because, listen, if you want to be the best you, if you want to navigate through life, if you want to make and build meaningful relationships, loving relationships, you have to learn these things. You know, read some material, Google it, like, talk to your friends. How do I handle confrontation? How do I handle conflict? You know, get feedback from the people that are around you that love you, friends, family members, mentors. You know, that's really searching to want to be the best you. And if you're not at that place where, you know, if you're not at that place where you don't want to be the best of you, that's, this ain't for you. This ain't for you, sister or brother, okay? Let me give you another tip. Another tip on how to really deal with confrontation and deal with conflict is developing a love for people. You have to have compassion. You have to have a love for people. You really do. When God came on earth, he had a love for us. That's why he was on earth and he was chilling. He wasn't chilling with the holies. He was chilling with the strippers. He was chilling with the hoes. He was chilling with the tax collectors. He was chilling with the, he wasn't chilling with the saints. Because he has a love for us. So we need to develop a love for people. Once you develop a love for people, you will take into consideration how you treat people, how you speak to people, how you approach people. And that's what really matters. I'm telling you, man, so much of our life problems can be solved if we just develop a love for ourselves, Jesus Christ, and people. Honestly. Because once you do that, like, you will always be leading in love and things will just become easier. Even though you have hard conversations, people just start to know what your intentions and your motives are. And then they can let their guard down because they trust you. They trust you now. You know what I mean? Like, for me, a lot of times people couldn't talk to me because I was ready to fight. Like, I didn't want to hear anything that you said, my G. I don't want to hear nothing. I want to fight. What's up? Meet me. Catch me outside. I want to fight. Period. But that's not me anymore. And I just thank God for that because it was so negative. You know what I mean? It really, really, really was negative. And I think that what changed me was really finding my faith in Christ. Because like I said, it's tied to your identity. It's tied to your, it's tied to your foundation. It's tied to your surroundings. And you have to see what the big picture is and want to either rise above or not rise above. You know what I mean? And that's just, you know, that's just, you know, my take on conflict and my take on confrontation. I know, you know, people are probably like, why are you talking about this? Because it matters so much. It matters in relationship. And I'm a relationship girl. I love friendships. I love all my relationships. I want the best for all my relationships. And that's why I'm so keen on loving yourself and loving other people. Because I think that right now in society, we need that. We need to love ourselves and love other people, man, honestly. And support your friends, love your friends, be there for your family, you know, do good for your neighbor, help somebody out. I always say this, if you are feeling bad out there, if you are down, if you are depressed, if you, you know, you're suffering from mental health, anxiety, anything, guys, try your best to get the help that you need. If you have any friends that are going through anything, be the help that they need, be the rock, be the person that they need in their life right now. It does not kill you to help somebody else out. I think that in society right now, we're just like stepping on each other to get where we need to get. Like, listen, if you believe in the universe, if you believe in Jesus Christ, do good unto others. It will come back to you 10 times full. It will come back to you 10 times full, man. I truly believe that. And, you know, I'm just going to end it off with, you know, I'm going to end it off with everybody out there that, and, you know, another thing too, before I end it off, a lot of times people, we judge people so harshly. We judge each other so harshly. And that's a problem. That's a problem, man. Cut people some slack. Seek to understand people. Really seek to understand them. Because we don't know what people are going through. People are going through hell. I'll tell you that. People are going through hell. Love on someone, okay? Help somebody out. That's you know, that's my timbit. And I'm going to say my affirmations again at the end of this. I love myself. I'm a child of God. I'm smart. I'm progressing every single day. And I'm going to continue to progress. I'm going to be successful. I am successful. I'm a good friend. These are affirmations that you can say about yourself, okay? Say these things. Say the things you want to see in your life, okay? Until next time, guys, stay safe. Okay, wear your mask, wash your hands, love on yourself, love on God, and love on your friends, y'all. Until next time.